Yo, right now you're listening to Nothing Major, Nothing Mad, Just a Nothing But Music podcast. We've got myself, Benzo in the building, and my brother H.
Episode 31.
We're back, man. H, you saying you good?
I'm good, man. Obviously, you lot last week, that was a good episode of Ish and Stimpy.
Yeah, so shout out Ish and Stimpy. Through. Back in the main home now.
Trust me, natural habitat. Obviously, if you like what we're doing, drop a like. If you're enjoying it, drop a comment. 50% of people aren't subscribed already, so go and do that up, obviously.
Yeah, like and subscribe.
Yeah, man.
And like and subscribe.
Helps us grow in that.
But yeah, man, today we've got a special guest, but we've been to have him on for the longest. This guy's coming for himself already, bro. Calm it down.
No,
round of applause for Litty Hands in the building, man.
Come on, man. Bringing me out, man.
Of course, but of course. We said you good, bro?
Yeah, I'm good, fam, man. Being due to come on there to you.
Yeah, we'd be meaning to have himself on there. You get me? So, obviously, he's a local artist. Soon to be global. You get me?
Hopefully.
Local is never the plan. Global is the plan. You get me?
Okay, 100%.
Yeah, man, he's been doing his thing, man. So, tell us a bit about yourself. Where are you from?
See, man's from Southampton, innit? Get me? If you know me, you know me. Just do the little music thing, get me? Trying to make out the sea like everyone else.
Yeah.
You know the vibes, innit?
Yeah, man. So, music, and that's music something that you've always, like, loved?
Not really, still. I can't lie. Man's only been doing it for, like, best part of a year, innit? Like, probably just over half a year.
Yeah.
Like, uploaded Buy and Sell my first video like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Since then, I just ain't trying to stop, innit?
Of course.
Fell in love with it. It's like, man's done other grinds, like, you know.
Yeah.
For anything else, but this, like, man's fell in love with it from the moment man started jumping in the booth, innit?
So, really? So, you rapping made you just fall in love with it straight?
Yeah, literally, like, come and see the man them, like, especially shout out to my nigga Charms and that, innit?
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's kind of the pioneer anyway out of the man them. He started rapping first, innit?
Okay. Charms,
innit? Yeah, that's my nigga still, innit? Like, you can catch his music and that on YouTube and that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I feel like since he started it, it influenced the man them kind of thing, innit? Mm. And we all started jumping on, get me, doing our thing. And ever since then, man fell in love with it kind of thing, innit?
That's
get
me,
mum.
So see, our music's like that, you know, man.
Yeah, mum.
Just quickly, you might not have grown up loving it.
I got no music experience, background.
Yeah.
Get me, like, man literally just done a little freestyle, uploaded it on Insta last year, and then since then, man just fell in love with it.
What do you think it was that, like, you fell in love with?
I don't know, like, just, bro, it sounds a bit silly, but the adrenaline it gives you when you're rapping in front of your friends, innit, in front of people. Come, man's performed two times now as well, innit, you get me? So, like, the feeling it gives you, it makes you feel, like, I don't know, happy, innit, proud of yourself, innit,
that
you're doing something good, innit? So, that's what.
That's good, man.
Made me fall in love with it, I can't lie to you.
So it's something that's like on the straight and narrow that you can see your future with,
you get
what I'm saying? Like long term. You get me?
Yeah.
That's good, man.
As long as man keep putting in the work, I'm sure it'll get somewhere, hopefully.
And you stay hungry, innit?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man, that's good stuff.
And humble.
Of course.
The key, because I feel like a lot of young niggas, they'll, no matter how much buzz or whatever you start getting, because some get more than others, the key is to stay humble and just act like yourself, innit? Don't act like a rapper or artist. Act like a normal
person. How do you think you stay humble? Is it the people around you?
Yeah, because the people around, man, like my niggas know, man, like, you get me? Like, the people around, man, wouldn't even allow, man, to act this sort of way because they're 30 niggas, you get me? 30 guys.
They check you.
Need the man to just
like
hold
yourself,
your
like
board,
yourself
yeah.
and
yeah,
all my guys and you
yeah,
and
yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
my guys on road, like, they won't let me act like something I'm not because they'll tell man straight.
Yeah,
only,
it is. Yeah,
like, jam with real niggas, you get me? So I've got friends that won't even let me act like that, which is a good thing. A very good thing, innit? Get me?
Oh, I hear it. That's good
stuff. That keeps man disciplined 24s kind of thing, innit?
Yeah, because I think that's what you need, people like that around you, though.
Yeah, because I feel like once you start acting like the man and that, no one's going to even want to listen to you or support you anyway. They're going to think, bro, this guy thinks he's too litty. Get me?
Yeah,
like,
you got to let the music talk for itself.
There we go, bro. That's what I do, innit? Get me? Other than that, I just do my same old, innit? Months.
You know it's crazy when Litty answered me, he thinks he's too litty. Like, you saying you gotta hold it down.
Like you said, let the music do the talking. Like,
yeah,
you know, all the, like, and I feel like the biggest thing as well, niggas need to learn how to separate the road or the whatever it is they want to call it, the street, the hustle, with the music as well, isn't it?
Elaborate on that. What do you mean?
I feel like, bro, if you want to do music, do music. If you want to do that, do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once you start mixing the two,
yeah.
They don't mix like that, innit? And it's just facts, innit? I know a lot of people ain't going to want to hear that, but it's facts, innit? then you start catching case, you start falling off the pace. You want to be focusing on music, not all of that, innit? And that's just facts, innit?
Yeah, no, that's facts.
Mums.
What kind of music did you listen to? Like, what kind of music did you grow up on?
Bro, you see me, I'm quite versatile. Like, obviously, man lives in ends, like, you know. When I moved to Southampton, man went to, like, a, I want to say, white school. Man's not based on that, but you know what I'm saying? Man was hearing a lot of different music growing up, to parties.
Like rock and that.
Nah, not rock, like...
Dubstep.
Not dubstep, like, you know, the house music or the... MC, like, white, like, kind of MC house jumpy music and that.
Yeah.
Get me? So, man's quite versatile with what I listen to.
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad you said that because, yeah, you went to high school, whatever, cool. But it's like, that made you probably... You won't even know it, but it's probably made you a bit more open-minded to certain things, isn't it?
100%. Yeah, and we're man's mum, and now, obviously, from an African background and whatever, man, we listen to...
Where about you from? Country?
Obviously, my dad's Portuguese, innit?
Yeah.
She explains my name, my full name's Adelino, innit?
Yeah.
My mum's Zimbabwean, innit?
Okay.
So it's a calm little mix, isn't it? It's not that bad, isn't it?
It's a calm little mix.
Yeah, the gallum lashes, so it's alright.
It's a calm little mix.
It's alright, still. Can't lie, man. But yeah, that, I think, growing up with, like, a mixed family and going to a different school, like to the man and that, make me, like, quite versatile with what I listen to. So man's mum and that, like, you just, like, African music, R&B, whatever, but then, like, when I'm with my wife, they'll be listening to, you know, what...
Also, you know how to appeal to different markets. There probably, like, at first, you probably didn't realise it, but now, obviously, you're making music and that. You know how to appeal to different people because still, you've been around different people.
Even when I perform, if you look, like, there'll be, like, different types of people there, all walks of people, not, like,
exactly.
just GMs or just Mandem.
You know how to
just,
do it.
Man's got to be...
I think that's the key. That's the key, man. When you really start tapping into all of them different markets, that's when you really find...
I think it's just like, that's due to man's humbleness as well. Like, I just treat everyone the same. Like I said, when you're an artist, don't start acting like an artist. You get me? No matter how high level you are, you get me? Like, just welcome everyone. Everyone that supports man, even if I don't know them, they'll be messaging me on Insta Snap. I'll talk to them like I've known them my whole life. Do you get it? Because I appreciate every support.
Yeah.
Obviously, it hits more when it's from your own brethren and that, but... Yeah, any support I take
you
on board
because you'll be. That's how you get invested fans as well. Exactly. I know you're not. I know your intention is just pure, but I'm saying on our business skill.
Yeah,
that's how you get invested fans. No,
most definitely.
Because it's like if you're interacting with people and you're just telling them,
yeah, okay, don't be blunting people off when they're saying you're hard, you're litty, you're airing them, man. Yeah. Straight away, instant. Yeah, love. I chat to them I know them. Do you get it? That's the way to go.
Yeah, mums, isn't it? So what do you think, like, because obviously we're in Southampton, do you feel like there's a space for, like, someone from Southampton in the UK scene right now, though?
I don't know, like, it depends what you mean by space, because space is where you make it, you get me? So, like, if you force yourself in there with the hard work and that, then, I feel like Southampton's maybe not on the map as much as London or these other areas, because, I don't know, maybe people ain't been rapping drill that much here.
The only person from Southampton, I can't lie to you, before I came in was Craig David, fam.
Yeah.
I didn't know, like... I didn't know there was
yeah, that's what I'm saying, G. Like, no one's been doing, like, rap like that, like the man them are trying to do nowadays in Southampton before, especially off our own channels and shit like that.
No, it's good.
Obviously, niggas are uploading the Press Play link up here and there, but more time, niggas are trying to make their own
A couple chats on Press Play. On Press Play.
Get me? Yeah, niggas are trying to make their own little platforms, and that's good. Like, you even see that bigger rappers doing it, so I feel like the influence is going down the chain, innit? Get me?
I think there is a definite space because obviously we're from London, so that London mentality is like anyone outside London.
He's washed, isn't it? Yeah, that's how.
But obviously, when you get about,
you know it's like, it's active, they're on their grind still.
Exactly. You can't say, oh, yeah,
because even in Scotland, bro, Milton Keynes or all these areas, bro, that you wouldn't even think of. No, it's all these areas, bro, like there's active places everywhere.
Everywhere.
But some are just not like spotlighted as much as London or. Wherever, isn't it? Manchester, you get me?
Because that's and what you see. What I clocked with Southampton is different, like
Brum and that. It's got quite a big spotlight on there. Not every place has, like, get me, spotlights like that.
It's a bit more raw in certain areas, I'd say, like outside London, because it's a bit. London, we got. It's raw, don't you know?
That's why it's easier, but it's harder at the same time, because it's easier to stand out, because there's not many, like, people doing it like that. Like, in London, bro, you can't play football, rap, like, 19 to 22, you can obviously innit, but like it's long,
it's so washed.
because it's washed, because it's bare niggas trying to do it, everyone my age trying to do it. So when you're here you stand out more, but where the facilities and the maybe the promoters ain't as invested in drill here, it's harder to make it. So I don't know, like, kind of thing, innit? Like, it's harder, but it's easier.
It's easy because like, I say it's good at the same time because it's a small city and you can get your buzz about quick. If you work hard enough and you just proper like on chatting to people like you on stuff, like you can get about because you've hit like a couple K's on your channel.
Mm-hmm.
In Southampton, you know what I'm saying? That's it's hard to do, you know?
Yeah, it's harder than it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Therefore.
Even what we're doing now, like putting yourself out there on a platform, on video, on camera, especially when it comes to... You see, drill music has got a stigma anyway because like it's an offensive like genre of rap, so people are already not liking it because of the genre it is. And then like you gotta deal with people that
you think have... so though. People love drill though.
No, like they love drill, but like there's a stigma to it because you're like, those stuff you're talking about.
It's
not always radio friendly or friendly to everyone's ears.
So there's
already a stigma on it, innit?
Or like
a bad light on it.
So
if you mix that with personal problems you got with people and that whatever. Putting yourself out there to get those like sort of little numbers on your own little channel first video is it's harder than it looks, isn't it?
Like, you see yourself like just doing drill. You see yourself. I saw you do the touch a button.
I jump on a little dancehall beat and I got another little thing loading called Doing It Well, and a couple of men have heard it. Get me? Like
what I'm trying
to
switch
up. I uploaded it on Insta, but obviously I had quite a bit of like wass in it, so they reported it in it, so I had to take it down. But it's like a 21 questions kind of type beat in it, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll show you after or something, but. I've been showing that one to a couple of people still in the studio, innit? They're fucking with it. Man, just trying to switch up the flow so I can try potentially get radio plays or be more friendly on people's ears, innit? Because I feel like sometimes the stuff I'm saying is a bit too much, innit? Even my niggas them have told me, innit? Like, need to chill out, innit? Get me?
But sometimes the raw stuff is
good,
though.
Yeah, it makes it jumpy. You feel it more, but sometimes that's not going to take you anywhere, unfortunately. Yeah, sometimes.
I don't know, man.
Depends, isn't it? Not all the time, isn't
it? Not all the time, but there's guys like Potter. We mention them every single time.
SR, innit? Them man are raw with it, get me, LD and that, but, like, get me? There's a select few that bust, like, rapping like that, but look what happened to Digga D, for example, innit? CGM niggas, like, hella CBOs because of what they're saying.
Yeah, get me? Crazy.
Especially niggas, like, not gonna talk too much, but niggas are on like, probation or, like, on things for they're actually doing, innit? So, like, certain things they say could either get them in trouble or just won't fit in many rooms, innit? Do you get it?
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Especially when radio, and they, like, see DJ Target and that, like, he likes to play a lot of guys from South and that. Like, you got to dumb down your music sometimes, innit? If you want to be on these kind of platforms, I feel, innit?
Mm, so, would you ever see yourself doing, like, the sample drill that's popping right now?
Gee, I don't... Oh, wait, obviously, I like listening to it, because you hear, like, K-Flock and the man doing it, innit? From the US especially. Me, personally, nah, I don't think I'd jump on that.
Yeah.
I like listening to it, though, innit? Command don't discriminate anything I don't do. Do you get it? I'm not like a... Get me? I'm open mind, like you said,
but
I couldn't really see myself jumping on that. Maybe, you never know, but not anytime soon, innit? That's for sure, innit? Can't lie, man.
No, be real still.
Do you think, like, coming from a place like Southampton, that you're not from London where it's so saturated, do you think that kind of motivates you and gives you more of a drive coming from a place like here where no one's really made it?
Yeah,
but no one's made it full stop.
Yeah, no one made it still. It does still because it makes you feel like, rah, I can be the first one.
Yeah.
Or if you're not the first to make it, you'll be definitely in the convo or when it gets bigger down the line, innit? He was one of the pioneers, one of, you get me? So, that makes it more like,
If you keep going, definitely. Because I'm always looking at it from the outside, innit? Because I'm from it. So I'm always seeing it, the characters that are here, innit? And obviously, I work here as well. And I know when your name rings, I can't lie, your name does ring. So, and that's due to just, we're going to get onto this world, like, Snapchat, like, you're out here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, everyone knows.
Yeah, do you know what it is with man? Like, man, just try to be as sociable as I can. Obviously, I was like that anyway before the music, but like,
that's good though.
I clocked, now I'm doing music, I have to be even more like that. And you see the way man does it, not in like a profanity way,
you could have a man aim for your snap, but for your old snap was just pure.
Snap is funny sometimes.
But on a serious one, I feel like, bro, you should look into that. Like, I'll be real, like, that snap thing you're doing, like, I'm telling you straight, like, I'm from London. I don't see no one in London doing what you're doing. Like, I'm telling you straight, like, telling you what you're doing, those snap is entertaining, bro. So I feel like that.
That keeps man relevant, naturally.
Relevant, and naturally people be like, bro, okay, he's got a tune. Let me check it.
Especially if they like your snaps, like, man's not doing these offensive snaps or these, like, man's just trying to be funny and be myself, because that's what man is, like. And then it gets people invested, like...
Your snap is funny, bro.
Do you ever see yourself going down the route of being, like, an entertainer or something?
Bro, like, yeah. Man
doing,
will,
like, YouTube, doing something like that.
Man will jump on all that. Man's quite versatile. Man's even thinking of, like... Man niggas them are, like, in drilling, innit?
Yeah.
I got cousins up in London that are in drilling, live old. Do you get it?
Yeah,
Tyler, if you go and watch Drillin on Link Up TV. Do you know the series?
Oh, you know, Tyler. Oh, you mean Tyler? That's my cousin. Drillin.
Yeah, that's my actual cousin. Do you get it?
Oh, swear, yeah,
so
yeah.
He's one of the main characters in there, and he's kind of trying to pattern it for man anyway. But man's been trying to think of getting into the acting entertainment business, like you said. So it's funny, innit? Yeah, because I feel like I've clearly got a personality.
Yeah, you
for
got
that.
The yeah, like, engaged, you know,
like, I see these rappers like Mister that they'll be going on TV shows, things like that. Mums, I'll do all of that. You get
because you're not even on no class clown thing. Yeah, like, you're genuinely like, that's man. You're entertaining, you get the information.
Yeah, not even on a forced thing. Yeah,
you're not on a forced thing, it's just you, innit? So I feel like maybe like I feel like that could be a route.
Do you know why I be like that though? It makes me feel happy to make other people happy. If I'm like talking or busting jokes and I see people creasing, whether it's on Snap or in real life, it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Obviously, you get weirdos that make people feel bad and feel good, but I make people feel good and feel good for that. You get me? That's good, how
man.
I feel good,
that's
man.
Good, man.
Can't
you need
lie
more of that, man.
Yeah. I think it's important as well, like having that as the side of your music to like push both of them together.
Exactly.
Both of them, they work hand in hand still. See, guys like Muller Juice, like shout out Muller Juice.
Yeah,
he's
been an entertainer and now he's doing the music thing. And
exactly that, my guy.
But I think because of Southampton, you got to work harder because the exposure is not there.
Yeah, innit? Honestly.
But I feel like if Lee Az was in London or something and he had a new couple of people, well, he knows a couple of people already, but I'm saying if he was like bait in London, like it would be a lot. But he's going to get there.
Yeah,
might take a bit
right,
longer.
Though. Straight facts.
Because Southampton,
innit?
But yeah. It's just
straight
like,
facts.
I feel like the exposure is there. Because I'm thinking, raw, like, if my friends in London knew what was going on this brother's story, they would be gagging for me. The things I'm seeing, yeah, is insane.
Yeah.
Like, the things I'm seeing is insane. People don't know.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, you know,
how
you
much
know,
did you get on your story?
Huh? Like, bro, obviously, you see, I got a new thing now, innit?
Yeah.
My old thing got locked off for.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
It was doing up like, 5-6k at one
exactly.
point.
That's
because,
what, that's what
do you know why
user?
Though? It's not even a cap. Everyone around man can vouch. You know when the England thing was going on?
Yeah.
Man was doing all the, because man's Portuguese, isn't it? So
all the little
back and forth with the England youths, isn't it? And they're all my niggas, isn't it? So they was all getting salty. They was all adding me in their numbers. You get, my team youths got packed out, innit? And then their man got to the final. Man was roasting them. I'm seeing hundreds
this
of England
had a
supporters.
This guy racism breakdown.
Bro, I'm a real England supporters going, you black, you guys, you know that, man. So then it was running up mainly because of that. And then because of man, anyway, like you said, innit?
Yeah.
But it ran up mainly because of that last summer. And then it just got to a point where it just got locked.
That's why your views done well for
yeah,
your
trust.
Own channel. Your views done
well. Yeah, because then it buzzed, man, to upload, buy and sell. You get it?
Yeah.
Because that's literally the same time man uploaded, buy and sell, innit? So then it helped, man, a lot still. Cause I think what, it shot up to 3K in a day, innit?
Yeah, bro.
And then I had to take it down, because obviously, a man wanted to wear the copyright laws with a beat, innit? So then, obviously, you live and you learn. I was a newcomer.
So I'm saying, for you, actually, you got to be aware of what's going on.
Honestly, don't cap beats, fam. That's what I did at the start, fam. The copyright, I was thinking, what, didn't it? Took it down quick. But
music,
still got 2K again, so it's not too bad, innit?
Music is a business at the end of
the
day.
Yeah, but you learn these things as you go along. A man was literally a newcomer, like, man didn't rap or do music before that. I thought, man could just grab this beat, but obviously not. But you live and learn, like you say, innit? So
you
now man's
learn,
got my engineers there, innit? Make my beats from scratch, innit?
And how did you meet those engineers? You just your friends?
They're my guys, innit? Shout out Jack ATD and obviously Ruben Aziz, innit? They're my guys still because man known them for a couple of years, but them man just make my things from scratch, innit?
Mm.
Especially for 36, Touch About, like, well, Touch About, was really beats still, but these songs are my EP, innit? Like, them man was making them from
EP
scratch.
EP and I'll
say
that.
Yeah, got EP and two singles already still. Not too bad.
Yeah,
still serving.
Oh, I've heard that.
It's on Spotify, all platforms still. But them man make my beats from scratch still, literally from their rooms and that, bro. It's all
you just got to keep putting the work on. They're on their next
About 36, how come, like, so a lot of your beats, they're not like traditional English beats in it?
Yeah, because, bro, man wanted to switch up. Like, obviously, you see on, like, Lee Freestyle, Problem, couple songs man made there, like, man's using the good old-fashioned drill beats. But on these beats, like, 36 and, like, these songs, man's just trying to switch up a bit, innit?
Yeah.
Like, it's good to be original, innit? Like you said, the Touch a Button thing, like, don't want to be the same as everyone else. You want people to listen to the song and be like, rah, like, it's mad, innit?
Beats
lit. What beat's this? Not be able to go and find the beat. It's just, you just get it. Don't make a thing, Like, hell and man be like, oh, send me that beat. Because they can't find it. But a lot of these that are now, you can see their beats, or if not, tight beats close to theirs.
Yeah.
But with man don't want to be able to be accessible like that, like beat-wise, innit?
So
you don't want to have, eventually, a Litty Ads type beat.
Nah, like...
Just everything could be a Litty Ads type beat.
Yeah, nah, maybe eventually, if it gets there, it gets by, like, realistically, man just wants to keep my things original, innit? So,
facts.
Like, man only has access to them, innit? Do you get it? When I see people start spazzing on other people's beats, ruining them and that, like, man, don't want that and that. I want to hear the 36 beat on some.
People start spazzing on people's
beats. I don't want to hear that. It's still ruining it. Yeah.
We say someone just come and peppers off your beat and that.
I'm getting mad still. Yeah, I'll be hearing them with the copyright this time still. But you know what I'm trying to say though, all jokes aside, innit? I just want to keep my thing, me in it, original, get me?
Keep your style going, man. It's good that you're putting out projects as well, man. People,
definitely. Man's literally got another thing loading now, man. Just waiting for my thing to run up a little bit more. I think Still Serving's literally on like 3K now, nearly, on Spotify.
You got one dropping today, fam?
Yeah, I've got a video still, Problem, dropping today on my channel, innit?
Problem, yeah?
Official, yeah. It's my fourth video. Hopefully this gets 1K plus, as the others have done. Pretty sure it will. Man's got the support there, but never knowing it, but should do. But yeah, nah, man.
What's your goals in this music thing? Like, what do you want to achieve by the end of it? Like, what is it? Do you want?
Bro, man just wants to, bro, as long as it, see me, I'm not a materialistic guy, innit? I'm not one of these guys that cares about having nice things. If you know me, I'm just an authentic guy, innit? Like, I've got nice things and I've caught myself nice things. Don't get me wrong, but my goal is not to get a watch or get a car or get the biggest yard. I want to make nice money, pattern up my mum and sister, because those are my two priorities. And everyone knows that. I make it explicit on Man Snap or in a real life. Yeah, everyone knows this, innit? Man, always be with man, mum, like, you get it? So,
big fan.
Man just trying to look after man's mum and sister, give them the best life. Mm. Apart from that, nothing else, really.
Respect
them. Yeah, I can't lie. Respect. I'm not one of these niggas that going, I don't waffle. I'm just straight to the point.
Like, your mum and sister won't leave you.
Yeah, never. They never have. Man's been through too much with them. You get it? Like, moved London to here. Been with my mum and sister since little. You get me? Things have happened, but man will touch on that another time. But you know what I'm trying to say? Like, that's my world, isn't it? My mum and sister. So, man's really doing it so I can put them in a better position.
I respect that.
Literally it. No other reason for doing it. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't even be doing it. Really? You get me? Nah, honestly, you wouldn't have the motivation. Like, what's it for? Basically, because man don't want all these watches.
You elevate your family and man, it's good, man. That's good stuff, man. Because I'll be real, like, you don't really hear people say that. You know what I'm saying? I don't do it for
Niggas, I feel like there's a lot of man doing it to look bad or doing it for God, doing it for this. I'm doing it for to try and make it out of this place. You get me? Hood, innit?
But once you make it out the hood, like, what's next then, though?
Bro, we'll see what's next. See me, I don't want to say, I want to do this, I want to do that. Obviously, get me, I want to do bigger things than man's done already, because you see man perform a couple of times and Soul Bar, Brother. Get me, man's trying to level up on those things.
Yeah.
But realistically, like I said, it's not a material, like, it's not any material that's my goal, innit? It's just like elevation kind of thing.
Material things are all fade away.
Yeah, man. That's true. Interest me at all, innit? You get me? I'm more like, you see when man's on Insta or man's on YouTube, man see like my favourite rappers and that there. I don't get excited when man see watches or chains or cars. Man get excited when I see things like big stage shutdowns or patterning their mums or things like that. Make me really inspired to like,
just change your life. Yeah, change your life. Not change your image. Change your life. Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. No, that's
trust me.
That's facts though, but that's crazy, man. That's good to hear, man.
One thing we always talk about on the show is networking. That's mad important. Like, everyone that's come on here has done what they're doing and been able to be in that position to be, you know, shutting it down, doing what they're doing because they're networking. So how important is networking to you?
Very important. And obviously, like like Benny said, obviously, like, bro, like, man, just a humble, sociable guy, and I've got like, get me, a good little like amount of people around, man, and I think that helps a lot. And the people that I'm friends with are also, if not as bait or more bait than man in South or Bournemouth, Portsmouth, all around, man, innit?
Being
about South, innit? Get me? So, like, it helps that they push man too. Because man wouldn't even be here. Like, I'm not saying man, mate, clearly not, but you know what I'm trying to say. Man wouldn't be in a position man is now without them pushing me to this point. Do you get it? Like, mum's like, it's so important to have that sort of, like,
you seem like you're very appreciative.
Nah, I am, like, see me,
that's
my number one thing in life, morals, innit? I appreciate everything everyone does for man, innit?
Yeah.
And everyone that has done stuff for man knows that in full effect, you get me? Man's a really appreciative guy. I don't believe in being ungrateful. It's the worst trait a human can have. Like, you can be ugly, fat, skinny, blue, white, broke. Once you're ungrateful, you're cancelled to me, innit? Like, it's just the worst trait a human can have.
Yeah.
You get me? Trust me, that's what I think anyway.
No, that's facts. That's big facts. Man.
Yeah, man.
That's big facts. But yeah, man, like, I see you performing and that. I went to your birthday one. I didn't go to your garden party one. His garden party one killed me, though, yeah? He's performing, yeah? It's the first performance, you know. He's already putting the mad cuts off. I think I'm singing along with the lyrics. I was like, who's this guy? But it was good, though.
And look, bro, do you know what it is? Bro, I know, geez. No. Let me tell you my son, innit? See, when I performed, innit? See, when I performed for the first time at Soulbar, it was like overwhelming to me. I nearly was crying after. I swear down, like, no, even ask my nigga Isaac, innit? Like,
yeah.
I was literally like, rah, these man was around me, like, you showed, did you? And I was like, no way, like, I'd only been rapping for like a month before that. Everyone can vouch, bro.
Yeah, big up, man. Yeah.
Either my songs had just come on platforms or they hadn't, or they had just. Either way, they were only known via WhatsApp, innit?
Yeah.
Command done made, buy and sell, and niggas were liking it, so they were pinging around WhatsApp. So then, man started advertising a poster. Everyone turned up in numbers to a garden party, and I was like, rah, say nothing. I need got cold feet because I ain't performed before that. Like I said, I've only been rapping for like a month or two.
Yeah.
Man, they were pushing me on stage. Cool. Shout out DJ T though, innit? He put me on for that thing still. Obviously, he spun Litty Freestyle. That's what I started with. You see, bare man them and girls and people I ain't seen before singing it bar for bar. And the song's like either not out or just come out, same thing. And I'm like, rah, it's putting me off. Like, even going back to the videos on my Insta, they're like, man's actually not even rapping it and they're doing it for me.
It doesn't look like you're overwhelmed though. Like, you look like you were like...
I know, it looked like it, but I'm...
Yeah.
What it looks like is not always what it is in here, innit?
Yeah.
As you all know, innit? Do you get it? So, man's thinking, rah. And then, when it gets to the James St. Patrick bit, niggas were screaming that and I was like, rah. I was literally got goosebumps. I was like, do people know my music?
Yeah, bro.
Then, man spins it to Touch a Button. Niggas knew that. And Stretch was not even out. Like, only Buy and Sell and Litty Freestyle got released at the time because Still Serving came out in December, you get?
Yeah.
Niggas were singing that, and I was thinking, rah, even and Buy and Sell, you ready, like you said.
Yeah.
I took the whole place over there. Those people, like, you know, climbing over the wall, trying to see what's good, coming down from the top. Like, the videos are there, man. It's not cut thing, innit?
No,
like,
God, I've seen it for everything. Myself,
yeah, mother's yeah, like, no. Everyone that was there can vouch, like, it was a mazza still, and I was thinking, rah.
That's got to be mad, like,
it, motivating, mad feeling, yeah.
Bro. Yeah, mad, like, mad was, positive affirmation.
Yeah, and then man come off the stage, and everyone's like, rah, and I'm thinking, nah, this... That felt good, and that's what made me really want to do it.
Yeah.
The performance. So it's a good thing man performed that very quickly into man's career, what you want to call it.
That was life.
You performed quite soon after.
Yeah, so that made me, like, that's an extra push.
Yeah.
I've even spoke to a lot of men after that do rap themselves and that, whatever. Performing and good performances make you want to do more. Just like if you're a baller and you do a hat trick, you're going to want to jump on the pitch again tomorrow. But if you got booed or you did nothing, you're not going to want to come next week. You get that? It's normal morale boost, isn't it? It's normal.
No.
Everyone's human, isn't it?
Come on.
Because I saw your second... It was your second one on your birthday? Is that your second one?
Yeah, my birthday a couple of weeks back still.
I thought, like, on your thing, you got the place jumpy.
I wouldn't say it was as jumpy as thingy. As sober,
it's a club, though, man. It's Buddha, like,
I,
you know.
I don't know, but I feel like that was mainly due to... Man did on a Thursday night, remember? There was a lot of people...
Yeah.
...that came to the last one that couldn't come to this one because of work and...
Yeah.
Thursday's an awkward day, but... Still jumped off, still.
It was popping, though.
It was popping. Maybe I'm just like, you see me, I'm not a cocky person. If I do something good, man's not going to say, yeah, man locked it. Obviously, if man's just joking about a man and that in private, cool. But man, you've seen, like, man's a humble you. I don't go, yeah, I'm this, I'm that.
No, you know Flavor, innit?
Yeah.
Shout out Flavor first.
Yeah,
he said to me, when you're performing in the birthday, like, bro, like, he's like, you can perform, bro. He's a good character.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. I feel like, with your personality comes across so much when you're performing, like, you kind of feel it small. Even if you're not in drill, too much, you kind of feel it.
And it's the way, man, obviously I'm really loud and energetic, as you all know, isn't it? So
that's what you got to be when performing.
And it, obviously when it comes to things like back in the day, like school or mom or this, or I'm getting told off 24s, but this is just a perfect, like, time for me to express my loudness. Mm. Especially when I'm on stage, that's man's shouting into the mic. Man's not just singing, man's get like buy and sell, like,
he's got that gram energy.
Yeah.
What I'm gonna say, yeah, you see that, because like you said, of school, and that school have you suppressing all these things, like
all these feelings, all these emotions,
don't be creative, don't now be thinking.
This is like, I like to express myself.
What you're doing, what they're telling you off for is great for what you're doing now. Do you know how mud
it's mud? It's mud, trust me.
That school have you saying, like, no, we think this way, you gotta write this way, or you can't be laughing too loud and rare, but then when you're, but then all that stuff, like, goes into what you're doing now, which is the music, innit, and the art. That's mad, you know. It's a mad that's a school still. Problem still.
When you're up on that stage, no one can tell you, be quiet, sit down.
Bro, that's
no,
the perfect bro. Time to be loud. Yeah, I see people, exactly. Man, I don't like naming and shaming people because, man, a man would like if that was done to man on a podcast or whatever. Man, seeing people and man's even had words with them after, like my guys and that, they're performing and I'm showing them, yo, when you're on stage, you need to shout it. Act like you're shouting at them.
You got to believe what you're saying,
yeah,
man.
Don't worry about who's in it, bro.
But a lot of people
in the crowd, like, there's bare youths in the crowd, especially if you know me. There's a lot of people in South that don't like me. I don't know why, innit? But there's people in the crowd that are not going to like you. You got exes in the crowd. You got girls you've fucked in the crowd. You got to, bruh, forget everyone's there and shout it. Don't get shy on stage. Don't.
But a lot of men are making music that they don't like. So when they're performing it, it comes across that it's just like, it's a bit lackluster.
No conviction.
Yeah, because you like what you're doing and you're passionate, it's going to come and hit like that every time. But some men, they're performing and it's like, let's think of bigger artists. They're just doing it for the label. Told them to do it. It's not genuine, innit?
Yeah.
If you're performing,
my more heartfelt. Yeah, especially
that's what I'm saying.
A lot of guys don't have any stage presence at all. Mm. It's mad important stage presence.
But you see that, still... we'll throw it back a bit. Bob Marley and that. When he performs, that guy lets it go. His dreams are all swinging, innit?
Bro, you need to be yourself, bro. Act like you're in your room.
So when he put all them grand man performance, even that, but it's that certain man, they perform and it's just like, it's like someone's holding them up to perform.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You need to literally let loose on stage. It's the perfect time to do it. Get me? There's no other, that's what it's on
you
stage.
You gotta make people feel it and that. But obviously, there's an ego thing now, trying to look too cool and flash the
bro,
performing
like,
and
this. Hey, no offense to anyone hearing this, but this is the genre or like, shortly, industry for egos, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not bad, like cocky ego, but like, you have to have a little bit of one. You need to think good of yourself, bro. Like, otherwise, don't go on stage if you don't believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, no one else gonna believe in you. You get me?
Big facts.
So you just need to believe in yourself, forget who's there. Just let. I act like when I'm on stage, like, I act like I'm in my room, G. I don't care. I just act like no one's there, innit? Shout it. Be
yourself.
Silly, innit?
Yeah.
Get me. You gotta
just be your full self, innit?
You have to.
And obviously, some people won't like it, some people will. But people that will like it will probably like it because it's just there.
Yeah.
It's like, Dirk said something. He was like, oh, like, he makes songs, for, like, his guys in the studios situations. So if they will feel it, someone else around the world will feel it.
Yeah.
It's like simple things like that.
Yeah, that's
what
man screaming. I fuck with Lil Durk a lot. Still, one of my favorite, probably, if not my favorite artist. A lot of people's anyway. Get me?
Yeah.
Top three in America, probably him, Lil Baby, and no, isn't it?
Depends young boy,
you
young
like,
boy,
young
yeah,
boy.
Go
still, he got a lot of dramas, but still, his artistry, he's there still.
Yeah.
But facts, isn't it? But if you relate things to your friends and that, then they're gonna like it, and if they like it, everyone else is probably going to like it. Like you just said, get me?
No,
like,
big
see 36 man's. Like, you see, like, a lot of people, they'll draw out their boys or they'll say bad things on tracks. Man, talk good about my guys on tracks, get me? Like, I'm 36, man saying, does she want man? Does she want eyes? Does she want TH? Get me? All these things there, like, man got to shout out the guys, isn't it? Because if you're shouting them out in your music, they're going to naturally like it because you're saying good about them. So are they not going to like it?
Yeah, you got to, like, you got to get your friend. You got to turn your friends from, like, so certain friends will support you because that's your friend, they'll do it. But some friends will genuinely like what you're doing.
Exactly,
like,
and then they'll be heartfelt invested into it.
Yeah, you got to turn your friends into fans as well.
Exactly.
Boys.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Turn your friends into fans as well. I think that's a good thing, if you can. It's not for everyone, but it's like, turn your friends into
fans. And you know what the problem is nowadays? A lot of people have been a problem like with being fans of their friends.
Yeah.
And I think, what's that like? See, you got bare youths that, like, my best friend Isaac, he does boxing. Man, bro, see, when he's boxing, man's in the crowd shouting the loudest at. Get me? Or my nigga Danelle plays for Southampton professionally, you get me? Like, like, man's the biggest fan of them, sharing their thing all the time. You get me? Due to go see him at one point, obviously, he's just a bit far away, up and down with the football team, you know how it is. But man's a big fan of my niggas that do a lot of, like, positive things, innit?
Yeah.
So I feel like when my own friends are not being a fan or whatever you want to call it, of man or their own other friends, I think, what are you doing, bro? Like, you're sharing famous people or being a fan of a famous footballer or boxer you've never seen in your life, but then when it comes to your own nigga or your own guy that's trying to do the same things, you're not as big as a fan, even though you know him your whole life. It doesn't sit right with man.
Yeah.
That's
why it's not everyone's like you, though, innit?
Not everyone's like
man. That's the big lesson I got to learn myself.
Yeah. Now I'm a bit early into the music thing, but I've already had to let go of quite a lot of people because I clocked that raw. Before this, I was a big fan of some of these people, innit?
But then you see,
and then,
how
you see how the energy shifts.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of jealousy, not because of, oh yeah, he's lit or he's got this or that, because of spotlight and the way people respect man or something. Maybe it's jealousy, I don't know. But
some people only see you as Lee as when it was just ads. Yeah. Before it was ads, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So they will see you as that. So they're not actually seeing the journey you're on, because
they'll discredit it.
Yeah, you do your thing on Snapchat. Obviously, now talking to you, now I realise you got a lot going on in there, innit? So it's like a lot of people won't actually know that you're actually like proper driven on this thing. So I'll be like, oh, you're trying to look a music thing, whatever.
You're trying to look good.
Yeah, but like, it's, I can see not just trying, you actually want to do it, innit? Mm-hmm. I think some lot, not a lot people might around you, like, same way around me, they won't understand, or around H, they won't understand like what the per journey that we're on, do you get? So it's just like, a difficult one. But not everyone's like you, though, innit? You just got to see, you just got to analyse like, who's on the same path as you and move accordingly, innit? And still, obviously, you have friends for certain things, and like, not every friend's going to be the friend that's going to roll with you day in, day out. You might have some friend you're going to get turned up with. And that's it, bro. Do you get it?
There's some niggas that literally just link man for important things, like performances or studio, but they're my best friend. They're like, come through when it's most important. I think it's just the quality, not the quantity of how much you're with them.
Yeah, you don't have to see. Yeah. Listen, we ain't gal for no friend. From like every week and all them things. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, look. Bro, if you just see me once every 2 weeks, then so be it. For me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how I stand, you know where you stand. Yeah, like, here's what it is. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can't be relying on man. Like, what you mean, fam? You know what I'm saying? so I'm saying, man, I'm so mad. But yeah, for the last part, though, like, what music are you banging right now, though, man?
Well, like, what am I playing? What's my favourite?
Apart from that, like, yourself, of course.
Obviously,
but, yeah.
Obviously. Anyway, but, oh, I don't know still. It's a tricky one still. G, do you know what it is, G?
Yeah,
like I don't really play new music like that. I play like music I like, and yeah, I get taken the piss out of it a lot. Like,
what do you like?
Like, say if I jump in the whip, yeah, you're probably gonna hear like Future's bangers or
yeah,
or like, oh shit, or like, do you know like songs that man like? I don't just play a song because like it's the newest song or it's the trendiest. Like,
yeah, rapper, yeah, yeah. Like, but what else are you banging right now then? No, I see you banging right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro, Diggity still. Cause I was waiting for his new tape. I'm not even saying that on a fanboy thing. That's my favorite rapper still. That guy's too on still.
You hear his song yesterday?
Yeah. With B Love.
Yeah.
Cause bro, man.
Oh, was that Georgia?
See me. I feel like man's fried sometimes, innit? So you just jogged my memory a bit, innit?
Yeah.
Man's been banging K Flock like that. He's in jail right now, but see the Bronx drill right now.
I like D-Fangs.
Yeah, D-Fangs lit, but you see, it's just their dancing and that as well, innit? Makes everything done up, fam. Mom's that, fam.
Bro, it's the tech fleece hoodie with the jeans. I can never get over that, though, man. Them Americans love that.
That's an American
team. Yeah, bro, I can't.
But yeah, nah, when it comes to what you're asking, like, who am I playing the most, it's probably, yeah, Diggity top 100. It's been like that for a minute. It's just genuinely my favourite. I'm not even like a
fanboy. Why is he your favourite?
Because, bro, he's just raw with it. He's so descriptive, like, with his rapping and that. Like, okay. Mine's man obviously don't get along in that. None of mine or anyone's business. Like, Russ and that, innit? Like, them man are, like, really descriptive with their rapping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, so when you're hearing them, you can...
visualise.
Like, he visualise what they're talking about, whether it's gal or money or this, or they're so descriptive and raw with their, like, you get me, their lyrics, innit?
So
that's what
before.
I like about them, man, innit? Even Central seeing that, get me, they're like that as well. Get me, just proper descriptive. You can tell them man are jacked up, like, man, like, smart. Their vocabulary and that.
Yeah.
You can tell when someone's just drilling and rapping, and just talking about
wax. Yeah, drilly, yeah, like, drilly. But you can tell
talking about constructive
like
things as well. Karma's one of my favourite as well, isn't it? Mom's.
Yeah, Cuddy
with it still. But yeah, rappers like that still, like, when you're just talking too much, like, you get me? Cliche shit, it just gets that boring, isn't it?
One dimensional.
It's too much. They actually talk about experiences. Or
I feel like if you're a drill rapper, I feel like you've got about 18 months if you don't go to jail to just talk crud, and then it gets boring.
Man.
Like a certain man that you do drill and that, and it's like, it's great in the first year, but after a while, it's like, all right, we've heard
switch
this,
up, man.
Like, you got to switch up.
You got to have more to offer.
But Diggity does switch
that's
it up.
That's exactly,
to be fair,
bro. Look at the Life of Real G thing he just dropped, didn't it?
Yeah, that was hard.
Bro, this is what I mean. Like, he's better versatile with it. Get me,
but the younger audience here, they won't know, like, they won't appreciate, they won't hear drill or the jumpy TikTok stuff. But the Life of the Rouge, I thought it was good.
That on the radar freestyle was so hard,
crazy,
that was so
cruddy,
hard.
Yeah, it was good,
ridiculous.
Still. It was good still. Anyone else, like in America, like I see you banging, I've seen you on the snap, Young Dolphin, man. You felt Young Dolphin, it.
RIP Young Dolph, man.
Yeah, no, hard.
Nah,
hard.
Young Dolph,
Young Dolph too.
Mom's live every day, you already know, bro, every day. Not just 100 shots, because that's just cliche.
Oh, come on, man. Yeah.
But every day, either Young Dolph or, do you know I'm a big fan of as well? Do you know No Cap?
Yeah, bro.
Mama asking, do you know No Cap? That's one of your favourite.
Yeah, bro.
Dumb question still.
No Cap is hard, bro.
No Cap still.
What, you banging his new stuff or his old stuff?
Nah, not. old stuff still.
Well, like, Ghetto Angels, that's cliche to be fair. Like, I'm trying to think, what would you know? Like, Radar, Vaccine, all them type of songs.
Vaccine's
there,
a bang.
Yeah, some of those still. What's that gangster one, innit?
Oh, Gangsta Crying, yeah, Boozy.
Gangsta Crying, innit?
He's
yeah.
crying, they cry, she cry. Yeah, hard yeah, still. Yeah. No caps roll with it.
Gangsta Crying. Yeah.
See
me, man just get fried, innit? So man have to think of like bare song names, innit? Because man making music, so I always have to remember bare stuff now. That's so when you ask me a question, I sometimes need 30 seconds.
You write down your boss?
Oi, bro. Everyone knows around me it's not a cap. I actually don't, innit? Ask anyone around, man, is not a cap. Like, see me, I've got a really good memory, innit? So like, when I make up bars, I just repeat them, and then I remember them. Like, right now, if I wanted to, I could spaz out and just do Litty Freestyle, or 36, or any one of my songs, even the ones that ain't out, just off here, innit? Like, I just don't know why, innit? I'm just really good like that, innit? Like, you get me? I don't know if it'll always be like that. The more music I make, it may be like, harder.
This guy's a robot, fam. He said he'd just be repping it.
Now, if man, other man, like, when man come mine to Billy or whatever, man just literally say, you man, do you want to hear the new thing? Mum's have, I'll just slap the beat on and just do it in front of them with no, nothing, no phone, ask them. It's facts, innit? That's why you saw when I was literally on stage, innit?
Yeah, you knew every bar. I'm real. You knew every bar. I won't even lie to you. Yeah.
I don't know why, innit? I've just got a skill. Like, even phone number. I remember so many people's phone numbers or addies or, like, I've got a mad memory, you know? I've got a good memory. Like, see, Wendy, no point trying to argue with man or about anything. Like, I remember everything you've ever said
this
or done
to
me.
This guy's got a database for
no, honestly, I don't know why my memory's so good like that. It's been good, isn't it?
No, I've got a good memory, so I don't remember, like, addies and that, but I just remember situations.
I remember numbers, everything. Yeah. Mom, it's fucked.
I used to think I was sad. I remember, like, what someone said, like, 5 years ago in a situation.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah,
no, he said
yeah.
exactly like this. But, like, no, he said, like, no, he said exactly like this. I'm thinking, right, I've got like, going on in my life, I remember all this stuff here. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, it makes sense. But, yeah, but what you saying? Page, what are you banging right now?
What am I banging right now?
Yeah.
What am I banging right now? TLC, bro. No Scrubs. I have to revisit that one.
I see me, oi.
How did we get here, fam?
man, don't work it. You know what? See my mum. My mum's like, man, innit? Like, she's bare entertaining. Like, she's bare, like, energetic, like, passionate of the music she likes.
Yeah.
So man hears you hella. Like,
R&B.
When I wake up, bang. Yeah. So she's like, man, music, you get it?
Yeah,
so I'll be hearing, you know, Lloyd, Get It Shorty, innit?
Yeah,
or like, all these old songs, innit? Like,
Fantasia, yeah,
that thing and that.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, Lauryn Hill, of course, man, of course. Of course.
So long, dude.
So they say TLC, No Scrubs.
TLC, No Scrubs, that's my banger for the week, man. Repeat.
My fucking grind on me. Only with a guy I'm around, though.
Oh, okay, yeah. What's that? What's that? Pretty Ricky.
I never played that one when the girl was back in it. Get me? Honestly, it'll come to mind still.
We say not even like a classical slow bashment with the girl, though.
Nah, here and there still. All the time.
Man's playing the old school R&B. He's coming to make love. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, man, what do you think this is, fam? When it comes to mind, man, I'm playing 36. Imagine, they come out of here and saw a plug just drop me a brick. So long, dude. They're going to want to go yadi. Man, I have to at least play like, you get me?
I heard Gunner's good for that situation. Gunner's good for that situation.
Yeah,
so.
Man. What? Oh, yeah. Man's going to see, innit?
Yeah.
It's on you if it flops, G. I'm bringing you straight away.
Yeah, that'll be.
Come to yours, G.
That'll be litty for what to you. That's what I was saying. What am I banging right now? I'm banging that up. You know, it's that coffee tape, fam.
Oh, I haven't even heard that yet.
Yeah, I was playing some coffee.
That coffee's
was,
it still?
Yeah, I was playing some like reggae.
And no, I didn't know lockdown and the other thing.
Yeah, you know what lockdown? Yeah,
but I don't really like listen to her like that, but...
Yeah, no,
coffee. She's cold still. My mum fucks with her still.
Oh, yeah. My mum do fuck with her suit. I'm not fucked. And Young Boy dropped his little teaser for his tape yesterday. I've been banging that. And Dirk's tape. I've been real, it grew on me. Dirk's tape. You know Dirk's recent tape?
Bro, yeah, trust me. But bro, you see when I listen to Lil Dirk, especially some of the new music, it's just too emotional. It's litty.
But you want to hear that? Don't respond to shit.
Have you a block list?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Fucking hell, block
list.
Yeah, I know. I had to turn that off. I was high, innit? It makes it worse. I had to turn that off.
Yeah, I'm thinking of saying, he puts his voice in a certain way that
it's
he's
so
actually
accurate.
Better emotional. Like, he put me on
it
that
applies to everyone, though. How? Yeah, how is that possible, fam?
You know, because he's in a real life relationship right now, so he's just drawing from topics from his relationship, and it's just real. See what I'm saying? That's why everyone connects.
I'm having a federal nightmare.
Yeah. Federal nightmare. Although, Bam, I'm having federal nightmares right now.
Yeah,
but federal nightmares. Yeah, like, he makes, real. Like, him and, like, Young Boy, they're really deep, but they might actually make, like, love, like, literally love songs for the streets, word to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're making lots of federal nightmares. Like, don't kill me, fam. Don't kill me. That's actually bad.
Facts kill you.
No, block list is hard to do. What's the other song I like on there? Like, no interviews.
No interviews is hard.
It's that flow, fam. We pop out with them Glocks out there. You see with Durky, it's so smooth how he raps.
Bro, it's like he's jumping in and out of each bar effortlessly.
Yeah, like, some man so just smooth.
Born to rap. Do you know that?
Yeah,
some,
yeah.
Like, bro, like, he's not trying. You can tell some man just not
it's
trying.
It's easy to sing along to. That's what people don't get. Yeah. Like, people don't get. The reason why, like, it's people, the songs catch on because it's easy to rap along to. It's very just simple. Even the if it's about something you don't relate to.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's how his melody is. Yeah, it's so very easy to rap along to.
Nah. You're not forgetting the best one on the whole thing, though.
What?
Too Petty.
I don't know how to talk. I'm petty, rich, you petty. So that one.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, that's the turn up thing. Oh, what happened to Virgil?
Yeah.
Nah, gee, like, yeah, that's lit. That's sentimental, like. You get me? For obvious reasons, but like.
Bro,
you don't fuck with that petty two thing, like, bro, that's the best one.
I think it's one of the ones I've got to turn up.
It's just because me, man's got a. Bro, you see me and Future, that's my guy, fam.
I know, man.
That's probably why. Every Future song I hit, I pretty much like. Like, even if it's one of his not bait ones, I'll just play it.
But you resonate
Future
with the message, because I hear Lee has a snap from me, just like...
Future, bro.
If I could ever trust these kids.
Yeah, bro, literally. Do you know his page on Instagram, like City Boys?
Yeah,
bro, Future. Everything about Future is on job, like, the way he moves and that, like, he's just a on job nigga, bro.
What's weak? You think I could ever trust these kids?
Yeah, bro, it's that, bro. Do you know what it is, though? Bro, I don't want to go off topic too much. It's just facts, though, bro. Like, you can't be doing that, especially when you're trying to do things like music and go on a journey.
Yeah.
Man's seen it live. Oh, niggas around, man, or from all over the show, like... Like, nah, not even nothing to do with me. When you're trusting Gal or fucking around with too many wrong quangers and that, when you're doing this music thing, it just goes downhill. You're trying to buzz off your name.
Bro, it's the more souls you tie yourself with, the more just drama
exactly
you have in your life.
But specifically the Gal, and that's why I fuck with what Future says in that. Like, no, it is though, like, man should be in the studio or around bars or doing a show or doing a video or saving to do a video or doing bare shit towards your music rather than linking Gal. Man used to be, I won't say a hoe, I don't like bragging about girls and that, like, but before the music thing, man was active, but now a man's been doing the music thing. Now, mum's up, man cooled down at Gallum, especially car. Man trying to let him fuck up my music thing.
Of course.
Be linking her, and she's saying, yeah, Lee has this, Lee has. I ain't got time for that, bro. Like, get out of here, bro. That man will just do the music thing, and that's it. Man wants them to watch me anyway, not like me. Do you get it?
Big facts.
Yeah, so fuck them, bro. Like, man, niggas need to keep, like, follow in suit because they claim they want to do this, that, but just worry about Galji. Fuck these Galji. Wants to be for your friends anyway.
It's
worry about music, yeah.
It's an insecurity thing.
No, that's why I fuck with what Future says, going back to the music, innit, obviously.
He said something. Future got a bar, he said, these girls ain't for the street, they're for the earth. That's
what did he say, the motorway?
In Petty 2, he's like, these girls
aren't
for
Petty 2.
He's like, these girls ain't for the street, they're for the earth. Do you know how funny that is, fam? Do you know how regular that is, fam? That is too...
Bro, my man's rude, you know. My man's got like, what, 8 BMs, 9 BMs, innit, what is it?
Yeah.
Like 25 kids.
A lot,
yeah, bro. But yeah, man, that's that, man. Lee, thank you for coming, bro. It's
pleasure.
Great episode, bro. Yeah, but shout out your things, man.
Obviously, get me on a gram in it, 7.ads. Snapchat ads TMG.
Why is he smiling when he shouted at his gram? Is he like,
there to follow, man?
Like,
find my music on my YouTube, Lee Ads Official, Spotify, Lee Ads, Apple Music, Lee Ads, all other platforms, Deezer, SoundCloud, all that. I'm there. I love to Benny for bringing man out. Get me until next time. But another thing.
See you lot next week.
See you lot next week, man. Like, subscribe, but straight. We're out.